Let's read together Revelation chapter 20. In this chapter, we have presented the truth of the coming literal millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth, along with the events leading up to and events following this thousand-year literal reign of Christ. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 20, with some background notes. In the second half of Revelation chapter 19, we had the future return of the Lord to this earth at the end of the coming tribulation period. He will return in judgment so that only believers will enter the earthly kingdom that our Lord will set up at that time when he returns. This earthly kingdom is known as the millennium because it will last for 1,000 years, according to verses 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of this chapter before us, Revelation chapter 20. We believe that this is a literal thousand-year time period following the return of the Lord to this earth. The Lord Jesus will literally reign on this earth as king for a literal 1,000 years. Now, there are some Christians who interpret this 1,000 years in a non-literal sense. They view the 1,000 years as symbolic of the present time. They would say that Christ is reigning now in heaven and even here on this earth in a spiritual sense, because the Lord is king and reigns in the hearts of all believers who make up the kingdom of Christ. The eschatology of Christians who take this position is called amillennial, that is, no millennium, because they interpret the thousand-year period of Revelation chapter 20 in a non-literal sense. Now, the position that we have taken here in these talks in Revelation is the futurist view of Revelation, the futurist view of the book of Revelation, and is therefore known as the premillennial eschatological position. That is, Christ will return before the literal 1,000 years of Revelation chapter 20. Now, we don't deny that he is king now, and that his kingdom exists now, and that believers are now part of that kingdom. But we also believe that when Christ returns, he will literally reign as king on this earth for 1,000 literal years. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal or teaching point number one, Satan will be bound during the millennium. Satan will be bound during the millennium. We saw in Revelation chapter 12 that Satan was cast out of the heavenly realms down to this earth in the middle of the tribulation period, or at the beginning of the great tribulation, Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Now here in chapter 20, we see that Satan is confined to the abyss for 1,000 years while our Lord reigns as king on this earth. Notice Satan's four labels here: dragon, serpent of old, the devil, and Satan. The abyss, or bottomless pit, is the very place that Satan opened with the key that was given to him under the fifth trumpet judgment back in Revelation chapter 9. There we saw that an innumerable company of consigned demons was released to torment people on this earth for 5 months. Now we see here in Revelation chapter 20 that Satan himself is confined to this abyss by a strong angel from heaven, who binds Satan with a great chain in John's vision, as we see here in verse 1. Now, this is not Satan's final consignment to hell. That will come after the millennium. But this confinement will be for the entire thousand-year kingdom reign of Christ on this earth. Notice from verse 3 that during this 1,000 years, Satan will not be able to deceive the nations. So the logical question comes up at this point concerning the interpretation of this passage. If the 1,000 years is only symbolic of the present time, and therefore Satan is bound during this present time, then who's deceiving the nations as well as individuals now? And what about 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 that says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. It certainly does not seem like Satan is bound now. The answer to all of these questions is simple. Satan is not bound at the present time. And he is deceiving the nations now. And he is deceiving individuals now. But he will be bound for 1,000 years in the future. Satan will be bound during the millennium. Doctrinal point number two. Tribulation saints will be resurrected before the millennium. Tribulation saints will be resurrected before the millennium. Verses 4 through 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the Word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The word death means separation. The first death is physical death. Separation of soul and spirit from the body. The second death is spiritual death, eternal separation of the soul and spirit from God. Praise the Lord. The second death has no power over those who are part of the first resurrection, that is, believers. The first resurrection is in three stages, like a harvest: the first fruits, the main harvest, and the gleanings. The first stage was the resurrection of Christ, the first fruits, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. The second stage, or main harvest, will be at the time of the rapture, when all those who have died in Christ will be resurrected. These believers, we believe, are the ones John sees sitting on the thrones in heaven in the first part of verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. The third stage, or gleanings, will be the resurrection of the martyred tribulation saints that we have before us in the last part of verse 4 and through verse 6 of Revelation chapter 20. Notice that they are tribulation saints because they did not worship the beast or his image, and they did not receive the mark of the beast. And notice also that they were beheaded, a good indication that the one world false religion of the end times will be greatly influenced by the present radical movement of Islam. The first part of verse 5 is a parenthesis informing us that the resurrection of unbelievers who are not part of the first resurrection will be resurrected at the end of the 1,000 years. But tribulation saints are part of the first resurrection. Tribulation saints will be resurrected before the millennium. Doctrinal point number three. Satan will be consigned to hell after the millennium. Satan will be consigned to hell after the millennium. Verses 7 through 10. Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. After the wonderful 1,000-year kingdom of Christ on this earth, Satan will be released for a short time from his imprisonment in the abyss. Once again, he is allowed to deceive the nations. Question: where does Satan find so many willing unbelievers at the end of the 1,000-year kingdom of the Lord on this earth? Answer: many people will be born during the 1,000-year period, and all will not become believers. They will be born with sinful natures like everyone else. And even under such benevolent conditions of the kingdom, the perennial sinful heart of man will be seen in this rebellion. Remember, we are not talking here about the resurrected saints. No. Once you have your resurrected body, there is no backsliding or sinning. Praise the Lord. This final rebellion of the deceived nations, symbolized by Gog and Magog, is short-lived. The planned siege of the beloved city, Jerusalem, which is headquarters for the kingdom, is ended with fire from heaven. And then Satan is thrown into hell, the place of eternal punishment. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. But it will also be the eternal destiny of all unbelievers. Satan will be consigned to hell after the millennium. And doctrinal point number 4, unbelievers will be judged after the millennium. Unbelievers will be judged after the millennium. Verses 11 through 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The great white throne judgment is the judgment of the damned who will be consigned to hell. The fact that unbelievers did not receive God's gift of salvation means that their names are not written in the book of life, and their eternal punishment in hell will be based on their deeds. Right now, the bodies of unbelievers who have died are in the graves, and their souls and spirits are in a temporary state or condition called Hades. But the sea and the graves and Hades will give up the bodies and souls of all unbelievers for the great white throne judgment. Remember, the great white throne judgment is not for believers, but for all unbelievers. Unbelievers will be judged after the millennium. Now, what about practical application? Remember, two L's and two N's. Remember, two L's and two N's. Now, maybe a more serious practical application should be given at the end of such an awesome chapter. But this practical application is very practical if you are going to do any kind of writing or correspondence about the book of Revelation. First of all, remember, it is the book of Revelation, not Revelations. It is singular, not plural. And then the word millennium is spelled with two L's and two N's. And don't forget that this applies to all associated words like millennial or amillennial or postmillennial or premillennial. Not a big deal, but you might as well try to spell correctly when you're writing about such important matters. Remember, two L's and two N's.